KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have cloudy skies, a few lingering sprinkles here in Atlantic. Most of the showers have moved off to our northeast, with the heaviest showers along and north of Interstate 80 and some widely scattered showers off to our southeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In local news, Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green is scheduled to present his report during this evening's meeting of the City Council. The meeting begins at 5:30 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. During his presentation, it's expected that Green will preview his future budget proposals, which may include body cameras for his officers. City Administrator John Lund says that the chief has done a great deal of research into the subject, the topic of which has been in the spotlight since the August 2014 shooting of a black suspect in Ferguson, Missouri, and other recent incidents. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will review the bids and award a contract for the Nishna Hills Stormwater Project, which is intended to help deal with drainage and stormwater runoff issues affecting East 14th Street. The council will also act on approving the fiscal year 2015 annual urban renewal report, which is required by the state and accounts for outstanding debt, revenue, and expenditures pertaining to the city's urban renewal district. City Administrator John Lund will present the hotel motel tax report. The 4% tax was adopted following a vote on a public measure in November of 2010, and according to his report, the city has raised $314,706 from the hotel motel tax since it began in January of 2011. The city uses those funds for a variety of parks and recreation improvements. Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad stopped in Atlantic Tuesday afternoon, where he held a town hall meeting at the old Rock Island Depot, home of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Prior to the public forum, the governor signed a proclamation recognizing tomorrow, Thursday, October 22nd, as Lights On After School Day.
The Atlantic community stands firmly committed to quality after-school programs and opportunities because they provide safe, challenging, engaging, and fun learning experiences to help children and youth develop their social, emotional, physical, cultural, and academic skills.
Launched in October of 2000, Lights On After School is the only nationwide event celebrating after-school programs and their important role in the lives of children, families, and communities.
It resolved that Mayor Dave Jones urges the citizens of Atlantic Iowa and Governor Terry Branstad urges the citizens of Iowa to ensure that every child has access to safe, engaging place where the lights are on after school, and be it further resolved that Mayor Jones and Governor Branstad enthusiastically endorse Lights On After School, as is committed to innovative after school programs and activities, and ensure that lights stay on and the doors stay open for children after school. Signed this 20th day of October 2015.
The Atlantic program takes place from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the Nishna Valley or YMCA and features burgers and hot dogs donated by the After School Alliance and prepared by Cass County beef producers, water from Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company. There will also be all sorts of fun for kids, such as an obstacle course competition, pumpkin painting, glow-in-the-dark goo, magnet making, coloring, spider web building, a paper airplane competition, and information from Beth Olson, Hy-Vee dietitian. Programs during the event will come from the YMCA, ISU Extension, Atlantic Public Library, Zion Lutheran Church, the First United Methodist Church, and Iowa Public Television. During his stop in Atlantic yesterday, Republican Governor Terry Branstad touted the achievements of his time in office since being reelected to an unprecedented sixth term during the November 2013 elections. If he completes his four-year term, it will have broken the record for a person serving as governor in U.S. history. The old record was held by George Clinton of New York, who served 21 years from 1777 to 1795, and then again from 1801 to 1804.
When I was recruited to come back and run for governor again in 2010, the state was facing some really big challenges. The previous administration had used some bad budgeting practices, overspent, made promises they couldn't keep, used one-time money for ongoing expenses, and we were faced with a projected $900 million deficit.
Branstad said his administration cut costs of government by eliminating 1,500 state employees, putting together a two-year budget, looking at ways to make government more efficient and more accountable, and restoring the rainy day fund. He said the rate of unemployment is lower now than it was when he took over. As an example, he pointed to numbers showing the unemployment rate in Cass County as 8.2% when he became governor again, and the rate now, which stands at 2.9%, or a 65% reduction in unemployment. After his opening statement, Branstad fielded a question about his decision to close the mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant, eliminating jobs from those two unaccredited facilities and shifting care to the remaining two facilities in Cherokee and Independence, both of which are accredited and have psychiatrists on staff. Other clients were transferred to private care facilities or are being served more on the local level.
And the state, through our Iowa Health and Wellness Plan, is now providing health care coverage for low-income people in mental health, which we never did before. So I really believe the new system is better. Also, the Department of Human Services has developed a tracking system. So if you have somebody with a severe problem, you can contact and find out where the closest hospital or facility that can serve their needs.
Branstad said the new system is more efficient and brings Iowa up to par with neighboring states.
What we're doing, the state of Minnesota and Wisconsin and Illinois did 20, 30 years ago. We're just way behind those states in making this adjustment and change. And that's the reason why I think it was needed. And I know a lot of people fear change, but you can't have progress without change.
On the topic of education, Branstad was asked what it's going to take the legislature to get them to set up funding levels for K-12 education in Iowa in time for districts to set their budget. The legislature went into an extended session this year and eventually reached a bipartisan agreement on funding. But in July, the governor, in a line item veto, erased the $55.7 million in additional funding they had approved for fiscal year 2015-16. Branstad did, however, approve a 1.25% increase in per pupil spending. He said yesterday he's going to work to bring both sides to the table earlier and get the funding level set for next year, but he warned it won't be easy.
My recommendation is coming out the second day of the session, and I'm going to ask the legislature to decide this thing in the next month. Now, I can't force them. I can just encourage them.
They can tell them to make the decision. What the decision will be.
Yeah, I can tell them, but, you know, there are several branches of government, and they look at their sells as being very independent.
The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.